let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Well, it's that time, the hugely popular YouTube Rewind, revealing the top trending videos that captured the spirit of 2018, were celebrated by people all around the world. Kevin Alaka professionally watches YouTube videos. It's his job. He's head of culture and trends at YouTube, also best-selling author and technology professional. Kevin has spent over 8 years at YouTube, where he tracks popular video phenomena and manages trending content initiatives. He's the YouTube expert on the intersection of web video and global culture. His TED Talk on why videos go viral has been viewed over 2 million times. And his book, Videocracy, examines YouTube's most interesting trends and the impact of video on our culture. Kevin Alaka with us on This Week in America. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What an exciting time of year. YouTube Rewind, hard to believe it's the end of the year and time for that already. And you've once said that going into each year, it's its own crazy roller coaster. So what's the ride been like this year?
Yeah, I mean, every year brings new interesting challenges and new interesting creativity. You know, Rewind is the time of year where we release the top trending videos of the year, we release the top music videos, and we also released this big mashup video that features a lot of the top creators. And trying to create that video where you've got people from all over the world trying to capture all the things that people are talking about during the year or that resonated with different people is a unique problem and a very fascinating and fun one to work on every year.
Well, how do you go about selecting? How do you assemble the top trending videos?
So we look at views, which of course is one of the things that people look at when they look at things that are popular online, but we also go beyond that. We look at which are the videos that are getting comments, that are getting the most shares, that people are searching for, that are getting a lot of views very quickly, and we take all those factors and combine them to figure out which are the videos that people were talking about, and we rank them in order for our top trending videos of the year list.
What is different this year? We're talking some about it's sort of the perfect portrait of modern celebrity this year. Does this year jump out for that reason?
Yeah, you know, I think in years past we had a lot of what you think of as traditional viral videos,
yes.
You know, one-off videos that become popular, and then we've also had a lot of more mainstream things like late-night clips and carpool karaoke and stuff over the years. I think what's interesting this year is that you're seeing a lot of these videos that are the list is very much dominated by celebrities whose primary channels are online, with a lot of them being celebrities that started on YouTube. You know, you have these creators like Liza Koshy at 16 million subscribers, or Dude Perfect at 36 million subscribers, right? So whether it's sports, comedy, or education, we're seeing this wide range of creators who are able to pull these huge audiences on YouTube with viewers all over the world.
Where can we go to see the videos? Check out some of the most popular sites.
So if you want to see the top trending videos of the year, you can go to youtube.com/rewind, where we have the top trending videos, the top music videos, and that big mashup video that I mentioned. And if you every day, for you know, if you want to check out what's trending, you can go to the trending tab right in the YouTube app. It features the new latest music videos, the trailers, the you know, late night clips, the viral videos, the videos from the creators that people are talking about each day, and it's the best way to stay on top of the things that are trending.
Let's talk about the top 5 trending videos for 2018, starting with 5 and then going to 1. What were the top 5?
Sure. So at number 5, we had Do You Hear Yanni or Laurel Solve with Science. So this Yanni versus Laurel thing was the social media debate of the year. It was very similar to the dress that we saw in 2016.
Yes.
Right, where everybody was arguing about whether they heard one word or another in this audio clip. And as that was really taking off, what was interesting is that a lot of people were turning to YouTube to learn more about that phenomenon. So this explainer video from ASAP Science explains why some of our brains hear one thing while others hear another. ASAP Science are one of the most popular education channels on YouTube. They have 8 million subscribers who tune in to learn about these scientific concepts. At number 4, we have the Walmart yodeling kit. So young Mason Ramsey yodeling the song Lovesick Blues was filmed in a Walmart in a small town in Illinois, and it became one of the viral sensations of the year. It went viral in April, but then he appeared on Ellen, he appeared at Coachella, he ended the month with the release of his first single, and it really was one of the big phenomena of the year.
And you mentioned that classic-style video you have a soft spot for. This was one of your favorites, then, I take it, for the year.
Totally. I think there's just something really special about the idea that someone somewhere can share something about themselves, share their talent, share their creativity, and that it can be seen and embraced by the rest of the world. I think it's a very modern phenomenon in a way, and I think it's one that is sometimes shows us the best of what the Internet can do.
And number 3, We Broke Up. It's interesting. I didn't even know they were together. Now they've broken up, and everybody viewed it across the world on YouTube.
That's right. Liza Koshy and David Dobrik. They're one of the biggest YouTube creator celebrity couples. I would think about them as kind of the Brad and Angelina of the YouTube generation for 2018, at least, right? This blog announced their breakup to their fans. It was watched over 14 million times in just the first 24 hours. And so just so you have a sense of how popular they actually are, across their channels this year, David and Liza's videos were watched over 2.5 billion times. So they have this huge audience, and when they broke up, there was really a big reaction to it.
And number two, I love the trick shots, and back in there this year with over, 100 million views on this.
Yeah, it's real-life trick shots, too, from Dude Perfect. Dude Perfect have been making these videos for almost a decade, these trick shot videos. 36 million people are subscribed to their channel, and this is the third year in a row they've actually appeared on this list. It's an incredible video where they're doing all these real-life trick shot things. Last year they did a ping-pong trick shots video that was number three. The year before that, they had a water bottle flip video. This is a sequel to a video that they actually released last year, which itself has been watched over 100 million times.
And number one for the year is?
To Our Daughter from Kylie Jenner. So this was released on Super Bowl Sunday. It was watched over 53 million times in just the first 7 days. And the reason for that is that Kylie has this massive social media following, but she had kept her pregnancy pretty private. And so this video's release was actually her announcement to the world about the birth of her child. So while she had withdrawn from social media, there were all these rumors, and then the reveal really lit up the internet.
We're talking with Kevin Alaka. He's head of culture and trends at YouTube. We're talking about YouTube Rewind. A couple minutes left in the program. Everybody wonders, how do you go about getting a viral video? What can you do to have your viral go video? In your book, Videocracy, you say your single best video possibly ever on YouTube, as far as you're concerned, is Paul Bear Vasquez. Talk about that, because this really what is sort of the classic definition of how something goes viral. He didn't set out to do a viral video, did he?
Yeah, I mean, and of course, single best video is rather subjective.
Yes.
But it is true that video really does, the double rainbow video really does capture that. It was a video where Paul Vasquez, a guy who was outside of Yosemite, captured a double rainbow on his camera, and he had this incredible reaction to it that really went viral. And, you know, there are three things that I think about when I think about the things that are common amongst viral videos. There's no formula, but these things seem to be common. One is that they're very surprising and unexpected, and of course that's the case with the double rainbow video, because his reaction is very much unlike the normal reaction that we think of when someone sees something in nature. At number two, there's usually some way to participate or react to it. You know, there's people making their own versions, or there's something that we have to say about it. I think with that video, we saw a lot of people parodying it. We saw a lot of people kind of talking about, do you think this guy is crazy? Like, what do you feel about his reaction to this? And finally, there's some sort of accelerator, right? And so in the case of there's some way that the video gets to a large audience very quickly, which can then spread it. And I think in the terms of the double rainbow video, actually Jimmy Kimmel is the one who tweeted about it and helped spread it to a large audience. But now we're seeing more and more is that a lot of these videos are being posted by people who themselves have built up these rather large audiences by posting videos regularly. And so you kind of need that last acceleration to really reach the thing that we think of when we think about viral.
When you're looking at trends over the last couple months of 2018, does that give you some insight as to what you can expect in 2019? Do we see trends now sort of giving us an indication what's going to happen next year?
You know, you would hope so, but to be truthful, YouTube is so unpredictable, and I think that's what makes it so interesting. So, you know, I've been doing this for a number of years. This is the ninth time I've put together one of these top trending video lists, and to be truthful, each year changes, and that's what makes the internet so interesting, and what makes web video so interesting is that you do have so many different types of people creating things that you never really know what to expect.
Got about a minute left in the program. As I'm reading through the book, you have a chapter called I Learned on YouTube. And we think of YouTube, we go there to be amused, entertained, informed. You've really made life a lot easier for a lot of us struggling out there trying to figure out how to do something. It really has a practical application as well as the entertainment component.
That's right. I think a lot of people think about YouTube as a place for kind of viral videos or fun music videos or things. But actually, there are over a billion views every day on learning-related content. And I think, you know, that runs the gamut from how-to videos where you're trying to learn how to fix something in your house or to learn about some specific thing that's useful to you, all the way through to scientific concepts. You know, we talked about ASAP science and them explaining, you know, a neuroscientific concept, essentially. So you have this kind of wide range of things that people are using YouTube to learn, but it's not the thing they think of immediately when they think about, you know, online video.
If you go to YouTube, check out the YouTube Rewind, the head of culture and trends at YouTube, Kevin Alaka, our guest on This Week in America, talking about the top trending videos of 2018. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.